There's another source of weather info, this one a little bit more old-fashioned. It involves a special formula shrouded in secrecy, one that's been around since the early 1800s. As promised, Zach Seward is back. And Zach, you chatted with Peter Geiger, who is the editor of the Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah, and the first thing I asked him was, what did you forecast for this winter, and when did you make that forecast?
Well, first of all, we do our weather 2 years in advance. So the weather was done 2 years ago. And when we released the almanac on August 26, what we said was that it was just going to be a very, very cold winter. We used the words bitterly cold, piercingly cold, bitingly cold, and a lot of snow to go with it. And that was pretty much for the entire country, I would say, with the exception of the north, west, and but pretty much the rest of the country. And as it turns out, that's exactly what it was. And it's just keeps on coming, and it's been an incredible winter for the cold. And of course, when we also released back in August, the big deal was going to be the Super Bowl prediction, where we said that we thought there would be a storm during the Super Bowl, or at least there was a good chance of a storm during the Super Bowl.
And you just missed that one, though, right?
Oh, yeah, super. Well, keeping in mind that we do it 2 years in advance, and we did say somewhere in the almanac that we might miss it by a day or so, but where the Super Bowl took place, which was outdoors, it started to snow about 2 hours later, and within 10 or 12 hours, they shut down New Jersey. It was a state of emergency. So we nailed that one so close that it is pretty much what we said it would be, which was this big storm that came in. It just came in a few hours after we said.
So the obvious question, obviously, is, like, 2 years ahead of time, how are you making these forecasts? What's the science behind, you know, long-term weather forecasting?
Well, in our particular case, the Almanac was started in the early 1800s, 1818. Our first editor was David Young, and he wanted to predict weather for farmers. But he was a mathematician, an astronomer, and a calculator, and so he developed a mathematical formula, which our prognosticator applies to sunspot activity, planet positions, the effect the moon has on the Earth, and the mathematical formula, and that allows us to do our weather 2 years in advance. And it's a formula that we have that is passed down from 197 years. There's been only seven people that have done the forecasting.
So I have a question about that. Who is Caleb Weatherby? Are you Caleb Weatherby? Who's this guy?
Well, I'm not Caleb. In fact, Caleb is a pseudonym for somebody who does the weather for us. So Caleb has been doing the weather for many years for us, and prior to that, everybody who's done it has done it for, you know, 25 to 35, 40 years, and it works out very well for us.
And I understand that Caleb is at an undisclosed location. You won't even say where he is?
Right. That is true. We keep him under close wraps.
So critics of your forecasts say that they're kind of vague and pseudoscientific. What do you tend to say to that?
Well, I don't think that they're vague. I mean, we're doing the weather 2 years in advance, and we have it in the publication. People can go online and see for themselves what we say. So it's not really vague. I mean, I can't say it's going to start to snow or rain in Philadelphia at 2 in the morning and end at 6 in the morning, but I might be able to tell you that it's going to be a heavy storm. And I think, quite frankly, that this year we nailed it both in terms of our long-range prediction, which was very cold and snowy, and the day-to-day. I mean, some of the storms that you've had are the storms that we called for.
And lastly, you know, almost two centuries, you mentioned. What explains to you the longevity and continued interest in what the Farmer's Almanac does?
Well, you know, we're not a weather book. I mean, even though we talk about weather, the Farmer's Almanac really is a guide to good living. It really is an opportunity for people to look at a publication and then figure out how can they grow their own food, because maybe there's a lot of tainted food in the supermarkets, how they can raise chickens at their house if they want to, or just really neat little ideas. I think overall we're trying to be good to the earth. We're trying to be good to each other. The Almanac is a resource for people who just want to know how to do things and do it for themselves. And so even though the word farmers may seem rather distant, people that live in and around Philadelphia, it's a great publication for them, as just as it is for somebody who lives in Maine or in Utah or any other part of the country.
That's Peter Geiger, editor of the Farmer's Almanac, speaking with Pulse reporter Zach Seward.